The fragile, power-sharing government in Northern Ireland has suffered another blow. A senior official of Sinn Féin, the political arm of the Irish Republican Army, has been arrested and charged with possession of illegally obtained documents. British officials say the Northern Ireland peace accord is in danger of imminent collapse. Marianne Maguire reports from Belfast.
After months of relative stability, the confidence among the key players in the peace process is at an all-time low. Yesterday, Dennis Donaldson, head of the Sinn Féin office in the Northern Ireland government, appeared in court, charged with possessing information likely to be of use to terrorists, such as the personal details of individuals serving within the British forces. Another Irish woman was charged with similar offences. Both were arrested on Friday at homes in North and West Belfast while police stormed the party's headquarters at the Northern Ireland government during a high-profile operation. Police say the searches are part of an ongoing investigation into allegations the Irish Republican Army had a spy working inside the British government's Northern Ireland headquarters. The latest developments are rocking the already fragile 1998 Good Friday Peace Accord. The British Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, John Reid, says the peace process is on the brink of a new crisis.
This is a very serious and a very grave matter. And over the next couple of weeks, I think we're in a critical position. We certainly need answers from Sinn Féin and the Republican movement. The people of Northern Ireland need answers.
The allegations of IRA activities have prompted hardline unionists to yet again press for the exclusion of Sinn Féin from the government. Geoffrey Donaldson, a unionist member of the power-sharing administration, says Sinn Féin should be immediately excluded.
Let us be clear. We're not talking about weeks or months. Sinn Féin's position in government is untenable, therefore we're talking about days.
The unionist leader and First Minister David Trimble has again threatened to withdraw from the power-sharing administration by mid-January, effectively collapsing the government if the IRA does not disband. He says his party cannot continue to share power with Sinn Féin leaders if the IRA remains active. There is now widespread speculation that he may withdraw as early as this week. But the allegations are rocking confidence on all sides. Sinn Féin says the raids were a political operation by the police aimed at bolstering Protestant demands for the party to be kicked out of government. Martin McGuinness is Sinn Féin's chief negotiator and minister for education.
It is very clear that the leadership of the Ulster Unionist Party and the shape of the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party are anti-agreement. They want the institutions brought down. And of course they are seeking to use the allegations which are out there at the moment, which have not been substantiated at all, as their exit strategy for walking out of the institutions.
The British Prime Minister Tony Blair is planning to meet with the unionist leader and Sinn Féin in an effort to salvage the power-sharing government. And in the meantime, devolution here continues to hang by a thread. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Maguire in Belfast.